This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Pretty strong start to the new year. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy 2026. Whoever thought that we'd ever get here. But we did. And that is a tune called Ring-a-Ding. It's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band 1972. We recorded that and I was playing banjo, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Miles Ray on bass, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, Graham Lovejoy on mandolin, and that was our attempt at progressive bluegrass music, and we had a lot of fun recording it and playing it, and hope you enjoyed it. It's a little bit different, strong influence from John Hartford there. Great tune to start off the new year is one from Joe Newbery called First Day of the Year, and it's a beautiful folk song. He's a great writer. He's a banjo player, songwriter. He wrote the tune, They Call It Music, that the Gibson brothers did, I believe. And but he performs regularly with sort of folk music, country music, bluegrassy type venues. And this is a great song, First Day of the Year. I hope you enjoy it.
Loosen up the bow just right, draw the dancers near. Music sweet into the night, the first day of the year. Ring the banjo, make it sound, let your heart have cheer. Take the tune and pass it round, the first day of the year. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. Black-eyed peas for luck, make enough to share. Collards green like new sawbucks, the first day of the year. Celebrate with kith and kin, far away and near. Oh, what a fine way to begin, the first day of the year. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here. January through December, 12 months make a year. Joy and sorrow to remember as we travel here.
Well, isn't that a pretty song? Oh, always enjoyed it. We did it at our country music club one year, and everyone particularly enjoyed it then. Right, let's have a little bit of bluegrass now. We'll get back to some real original sort of bluegrass. This is Flat and Scruggs in their Mercury recording days way back in 1948. They're not long formed the band. Lester Flatt on lead vocals and guitar, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Mac Wiseman on guitar as well, Howard Watts on bass, Jim Shoemate on fiddle, and here they are doing We'll Meet Again, Sweetheart. Flatt and Scruggs Band.
Time to me won't be so much to know you're happy back at home. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. We'll meet and never more too far. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart. Don't cry, so please don't break my heart. Don't break my heart. Each night upon my knees I pray, sweetheart, we'll meet again someday. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart, we'll meet and never go too far. Someday we'll meet again, sweetheart, don't cry, so please don't break my heart.
Oh, that's the very early days of bluegrass. I know the recording sounds a little bit dodgy by today's standards, but that's probably around one mic, and just the band would move in and out and just try and get the balance right as they sang and played. And I think that is some classic early Flat and Scruggs. We might hear from them a little bit later in the program. Meanwhile, we'll jump over to the West Coast, California. There was a fine band in California named with Californian humour, of course, called the All Girl Boys. And as you can imagine, it was an all-female bluegrass band, but you had to be the something or other boys to be in a bluegrass band. So they were the All Girl Boys. And two members of the band, Kathy Barwick, Mary Gibbons, are playing this song. It's on a Kathy Barwick album called In My Life. And it's a wonderful album. It's got a big range of music on it, but this is a fairly straightforward bluegrassy song. The song was written by Mary Gibbons' husband. Mary sings lead. Keith Little is doing some harmony vocal, and John Reichman mandolin, and I think Kathy's playing banjo. She plays dobro, she plays banjo, she plays guitar, she plays bass. She does a fine job of everything that she does. And here's a song called Tell Me Why. some of the nicest licks are in the fade-outs, aren't they? I think Kathy Vale was playing dobro on that one, and the lead guitar with a wonderful mandolin by John Reichman there. And we're going to hear from the John Reichman band just a little bit later. Meanwhile, we're going to hear from the Poor Rambling Boys from their 2019 album, Toil, Tears and Trouble. And this is an unusually written song called Bidding America Goodbye. Paul Rambling Boys are CJ Lewandowski on mandolin, Jeremy Brown on banjo, Jasper Lorentzen on bass, and Josh Wrinkle on guitar. And they got Laura Orshaw playing fiddle with them. And here they are, Bidding America Goodbye.
Sorry to inform you, your request for second loan has been refused, and the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky.
A little bit different, isn't it? Not the usual Poor Rambling Boys stuff, in my opinion, but it sounds different, and that's typical of the genre of bluegrass. You get songs from all over, songs about different things, and it's just the setting that you put them in. And I hope you're enjoying the range of material. Let's hear from Rhonda Vincent and a song from her All-American Bluegrass Girl album called Forever Ain't That Long. Forever Ain't That Long. Well, yes, it is. It's forever. Unusual title.
Mm-hmm. this world has been destroyed because her love has died. He watched as she just walked out the
anymore. That was Rhonda Vincent singing that song. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's based in Hamilton, New Zealand. And yes, I've been following bluegrass music since the mid-1960s, thoroughly enjoying my journey through all the changes in bluegrass music. I'm a banjo player occasional songwriter, and there's just so many parts about bluegrass music that I like, and I still get to play it with my sons in a quasi-gospel fun group that we have just called the Trenwiths, and Hamilton County Bluegrass Band played up to about a year ago, and then we finally decided to call it quits. But I love my bluegrass music, and all the music played on this show comes from my shelves. It's on CDs and LPs, and it's just a collection that I've amassed over the years, and I delight in sharing it with you. I hope you had a good New Year. I had a very quiet one. I tend to watch cricket on TV, and I went to bed before midnight. How's that for being a Grinch? But that's my style, really. Grinchy. Grinchy is probably a good description of how I behave. That sounds terrible. I shouldn't say that sort of thing on air. Big hello to all the people listening on Access Radio stations. This Free FM is an Access Radio station in Hamilton. This show is shared around Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, several stations, Access Radio stations in Canada. Hello to all the Canadians. Must be very cold up there now while we're having summer down here, and also some stations in the USA. Thanks very much for leaving the radio on when I come on. Well, I hope you do. You wouldn't be listening otherwise. And I like to play different sorts of bluegrass. And I'm going to, I need to tell you about our sponsor, Shearer's Music Works. If you're ever in Hamilton, go and see the folks at Shearer's. In fact, I'll be going to see them after this show. I'm just reconditioning an old guitar and I need some guitar strings. So I'll be down to Shearer's and get some guitar strings and be able to to get this guitar working again, go and see them. Tell them you heard about them on Back Porch Bluegrass and buy some strings or some accessories or a new instrument. They'd be delighted if you bought one of their new Martin guitars or a banjo, maybe a Deering banjo or mandolin or an entry-level fiddle, whatever you want to buy. Shearer's Music Works. I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Let's hear some classic bluegrass now from J.D. Crow. This is an album that was first recorded and released in 1971, way back in my day. And it was originally released as Rambling Boy. Then it was later released as Blackjack, named after one of the instrumentals. We're going to hear two songs, Blackjack, which is an instrumental by J.D. Crow, and then the song Rambling Boy. And his band was called the Kentucky Mountain Boys in those days, and it features some musicians who were just superb. J.D. Crow on banjo, baritone and occasional lead vocal, Doyle Lawson on guitar and lead and tenor vocals, Larry Rice on mandolin and lead and baritone vocals, and Bobby Sloan on bass. What a great group. Here they are, Blackjack and then Rambling Boy.
Joy. Here's to you. Late one night in a jungle camp, the weather it was cold and damp. He got the chills and he got them bad. They took the only pal I had. He's left me here to ramble on. My rambling pal, he's dead and gone. If when we die we go somewhere, I'll bet you a dollar he's rambling there. Here's to
J.D. Crowe playing banjo and Larry Rice on mandolin and playing singing lead, Doyle Lawson on guitar, singing tenor, Bobby Sloan on bass from the 1971 album that was called Rambling Boy, and then it was later released as Blackjack. Oh, we're going to get over to California again and hear from Laurie Lewis, always one of my favourites. And here she is doing a song called Old Tin Brook. And we all know the story of Molly and Tin Brooks, which Bill Monroe did. And Laurie notes that Bill Monroe had a big hit with Molly and Tin Brooks, but that was his version of an old folk song recounting the match race between California's undefeated horse, Molly McCarty, and Kentucky's champion, Tin Brook. On July the 4th, 1878. Well, that's an old story, isn't it? Laurie says she fell in love with the chorus of Cousin Emmy's version, which was taken from the Carver Boys' 1929 recording, and she reworked it with additional lyrics collected by Mike Seeger. So it's a very complicated process to get to the song. Laurie's doing the vocal and guitar. Tom Rosen is doing harmony, vocal and mandolin. Chad Manning on fiddle, Patrick Sauber on banjo, and Todd Phillips on bass. And this is closer to the folk song version than Monroe's version, but it's still a great song, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. Well, that's the alternative version of the story of Molly and Tim Brooke, sad about Molly, the racehorse at the end, just ran a heart out, eh, against big old Tim Brooke. Oh, it's a great story. I love songs that are written about something that actually happened. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, raving on about the different aspects of bluegrass music. Big shout out to all the people listening on different podcasts, maybe Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Free FM, direct from the station. In fact, they keep a back catalogue of several shows, lots of shows, and you can listen to a Back Porch Bluegrass session almost any time. They're all different. I work on the theory that you don't really know what's coming next, and I hope that works for you. Couple of events around. Music scene's pretty quiet in New Zealand, unless you're a pop person and you go to some of the pop festivals that they have around. But on the 9th, this Friday night, Morrinsville Country Music Club is having a sort of open mic night. It's a much more casual concert. The January concerts are always good fun. Rotary Community Hall in Canada Street, Morrinsville, starts at 7:30. And if you like live music and you like country music, you're sure to like the combination you'll find at Morrinsville Country Music Club. So you could go there. There's going to be a big opening of a new theatre in Hamilton in about the third week of January, and I get to play at that with my son Jeremy on guitar, his wife Victoria on fiddle, and my son Tim on bass. We're part of a huge musical production that's been written specially for the opening of the new theatre, and that's going to be a real thrill. But I don't know if there's public seats or anything available to that. I'm not quite sure what the story is about the ticketing for that. Then later on this month, I get to play at Festival One, which is a Christian youth festival, on the last week end of January, and the Trenwiths, me and my boys, always play at that. We've got a couple of gigs at that on two nights, and my boys play in several bands, and they're busy the whole weekend, but it's neat just getting to play some music with them and still being able to pick some banjo at my age. Anyway, I don't know how you celebrated your New Year's Eve, but the next song is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band telling you a typical backcountry party down the hall on a Saturday night. We used to do this sort of thing at our concerts as a variation from the bluegrass music, and this was recorded live at the Wynyard Tavern in 1970, and we had a lot of fun doing it, as you can imagine, and I think you'll enjoy hearing our version of Down at the Hall on Saturday night.
People often complain that we never do anything to do with New Zealand folk music at all. We like to rectify the situation by doing an Indigenous New Zealand folk song in a true bluegrass style. And we're going to start it off like this. That characterises it straight away. I got a new brown sports coat, I got a new pair of grey strides, I got a real Kiwi haircut, a bit off the top and short back and sides. Soon as I've tied up me curry, soon as I swept down the yard, soon as I pose down me gum boots, I'll be living it high and I'll be living it hard. Gonna hop onto the tractor, gonna belt it on out of the gate. There's a hop down at the hall tonight, and she starts sharp somewhere about half past eight. We got the teacher to belt the piano, we got Joe from the store on drums. We're as slick as the orange in Auckland for hooping things up and making them hum. See the Sheilas cutting the supper. See the kids sliding over the floor. See the great big bunch of jokers hanging round the door. I had a shatish with the tart from the butcher's. I had a waltz with the constable's wife. I had a beer from the keg on the cream truck. The cop had one too, you can bet your sweet life. Oh, it's great being out with the jokers when the jokers are sparkling and bright. And it's great giving cheek to the Sheilas down the hall on Saturday night.
Oh, that was a lot of fun to record, as you can hear from the reaction. Audience thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a very small venue. We were packed in. We had people sitting just about at our feet. And poor John Raffel, who is doing the sound mixing, we crossed over mics quite often and sort of went from one side of the stereo to another. But that's Down the Hall on a Saturday Night, written by Peter Cape, who captured lots of New Zealand activities in his early days as a songwriter in the 1950s and 60s in particular. I hope you enjoyed that. Let's have a little bit of bluegrass music again now. We'll get back to the Mercury recordings of Flattened Scruggs. And this is a classic jam session song, My Little Girl in Tennessee. This is from their 1949 recording, recorded in Cincinnati. Lester Flatt on guitar, lead vocals, Earl Scruggs on banjo, Benny Sims on fiddle, and Curly Sackler on mandolin and the tenor voice, and Howard Watts again on bass. Classic bluegrass, folks.
Someday I'll settle down in that little country town, but that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Oh, long, long time ago, when I left my home alone, down in the hills of Tennessee, little girl that was ever in this world, down in the hill of Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town for that little girl of mine in Tennessee. Sorry, dear, I know, for the way that you're treating me. So I ramble all around, and nothing could be found to take place of her in Tennessee. Oh, little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town for that little girl of mine, Tennessee. Back to to that little cabin shack. Little girl, it's waiting there for me. I can see her smiley face waiting for me at the gate. Oh, that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee. And she's waiting there for me. Come down, settle down in that little country town. With that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Back in 1949, they had no idea that there'd still be people playing that song 70 years later and just thoroughly enjoying it as much as they probably enjoyed doing it too. They really set the style of bluegrass music, as much as Bill Monroe did really in his early days. Those early days, it was still country music, but with what became a bluegrass twist to it, and Flat and Scruggs were absolute masters of it. Well, in my trips up to California, particularly to the Grass Valley festivals, but just to catch the music over there, I found a band called John Roshman and the Jaybirds from Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, and I thoroughly enjoyed their music. And they have some excellent albums out. This one I've got in my fingers is called The Road West. And in fact, that's one of the songs I'm going to play for you. I'm going to play two songs. Traveling the Road West, which was written by Jim Nunley, the guitarist for the band. The tenor is done by Tricia Gagnon. Baritone is John Roshman. The fiddle is Greg Spatz, and Nick Hornbuckle plays the banjo. Jim tells us this song was inspired by his reading of Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath, as well as some of his own Dust Bowl family history. It came to him in a rush mid-flight between Vancouver and Dawson Creek, British Columbia, and he had to use the back of a motion sickness bag to jot the verses down. I reckon that's really great. And the second tune is an instrumental. It's a tune called Crowberry, and John Roshman composed this tune on a quiet winter's evening. He said the melody took shape pretty quickly, though he didn't write anything down on a motion sickness bag. Crowberries are native to coastal British Columbia and Alaska, good for pies and jellies, and extremely high in vitamin C. So it's quite healthy listening to this instrumental. Here's John Roshman and the Jaybirds.
Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy, ain't gonna get no rest. We bought us a bucket of rust, sold everything that we had and left that bowl of dust. Days were hot and the timbers they were too. The drone of the tire on the hot black tar would put a spell on you. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy, ain't gonna get no rest. Head for the western shore. Such hard traveling we never had seen before. 4 days on 66 and we lost a tire and two. Spent 2 days in the Texas sun with nothing left to lose. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy, ain't gonna get no rest. A different tune. Too many hands, so little work, and never enough food. Memories come flowing back with the images of the past. Well, I pity the poor and the homeless and pray that
they will last. Traveling the road west, traveling the road west. It's a dry, hot, dusty road where you ain't gonna get no rest. Ain't gonna get no rest, boy, ain't gonna get no rest.
It's just about time to finish with my Back Porch Bluegrass show for this session. I hope you have a good start to the 2026, and join me again next week, same time, same place, and we'll have another bash of bluegrass for you. Keep listening to Crowberry, eh?
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.